Now back for a few minutes to the first three fetters. Back for a slightly more detailed explanation. First of all, the self-view or self-belief. This really means one's acceptance of one's present experience of selfhood as something fixed, unchanging, and ultimate. It really amounts to a refusal to accept, really to accept, the possibility of change or progress. Refusal to believe that the old self really can be broken up. We're so familiar with ourselves, so used to ourselves, so used to thinking of ourselves in a certain way, and think we are this, this is me. We think this is something fixed, final. This will hold good forever. I'll always be like this. I may change a bit, but it will still be recognisably me, very much so, recognisably me. We really refuse to believe that this self, this me, this I as I'm experiencing it now, here and now, can ever be, as it were, consumed as though by fire, so that out of the ashes of their old self, a new self can arise. And of course we refuse to believe that this can happen not once, but many times. Self-view is therefore really the negation of the higher evolution. It's a sort of rationalization of the gravitational pull itself. I would say we can distinguish, within the context of our present discussion, four levels of selfhood or four levels of individuality, corresponding to our previous four stages of evolution as mentioned in the first lecture. You may remember that the first stage was the infrahuman stage, the second was the human stage, both primitive and civilized, the third the ultra-human stage, and the fourth the suprahuman or transhuman stage. And these four stages we saw in the course of that first lecture were separated by points 1, 2, and 3 on our first chart. Point 1 being the point at which consciousness, in the sense of human consciousness, emerges, and this separates the infrahuman from the human stage. Point 2 being the point at which self-consciousness or awareness emerges, and this point separates the human from the ultra-human stage. And 3, the point at which transcendental awareness arises or emerges, awareness of reality. This is, of course, the point of no return, and it separates the ultra-human from the suprahuman or transhuman stage of development. And now then, for the four levels or stages of development of individuality corresponding to these four stages. First, we may say there's a level of non-individuality, where there's no individuality, just existence. Secondly, there's the stage of what we may call human individuality. Thirdly, the stage of true individuality. And fourthly, the stage of transcendental individuality. That's equivalent to enlightenment. Most people are in process of developing human individuality itself. They've not yet even reached true individuality. That will come about only with the emergence of self-consciousness or awareness in the full sense. Now there's very much that could be said about these four levels of individuality. About non-individuality, human individuality, true individuality, transcendental individuality, but really a whole lecture needs to be devoted to this subject, these four kinds of individuality, and perhaps one day I shall do that. In fact, there are several topics on which I would like to speak at some time. For instance, there is this very important question that we've been discussing quite a bit lately of energy, especially energy in the form of positive and negative emotion. But we've no time for all that now, no time during this lecture, in fact no time during the present course. And for the present we can only enumerate these four levels of individuality and leave it at that. And we enumerate these four levels of individuality just to dispel the idea, the false idea, that individuality itself is something fixed, final, ultimately given, that it's not something that can develop, that it cannot die, that it cannot be reborn. So self-belief, the first of the three fetters, we may say, consists in the conviction that human individuality, Individuality as we know it in our present stage of evolution, our present stage of development, is the norm of individuality, and that there's no other level of individuality, no other kind. And so long as this belief persists, the whole course of the higher evolution is blocked.